backwards. And let's hope I don't have an update again.
Okay.
It happens.
I know.
So I move to open the meeting.
Second.
Everybody, yes?
Yes. Okay.
First up is approving minutes from the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. So
second. Okay, I missed. Who did? Who moved?
I did.
Joan.
Joan moved.
And Suzanne.
Suzanne seconded, and Edwin and I both voted yes.
Okay. Now, what about the, you did minutes, but what about the agenda or both?
The agenda for this meeting is very short. There's only really one item on it.
Okay.
And then did Keith give you a treasurer's report, Linda?
That was a negative answer.
No, he did not.
Okay, because I requested one from him and I haven't heard from him.
Okay, so that I got another pink circle financial report from Keith Cole. Okay.
Okay. So the
and if
the,
he did and I look back through, I will just email it to everyone.
That would be great. That would be great. So the reason why I'm having us meet again is things have moved forward with the media center. Continuity, Byron is our tech person, their education person, their president of their board and their director, and I all met and went to the Del Mar Divine, and they are very, very, very excited about it. The Del Mar Divine has only one space left that's 1,100 square feet. And so Continuity signed an LOI, which...
The potatoes.
Oh, okay. We'll take it out then.
You want me to take it out or leave it in?
Yeah, because this...
Take it out. This is...
So basically, it is moved forward, and I was hoping Dr. Jean would be here because today I got an MOI from Continuity. The arrangement that we have, which is, I think, terrific, is they're holding that one 1,100 square foot space, and we're agreeing to pay for, and they're going to put in like $30,000 into fixing it up, construction-wise. What we're doing, the agreement that I worked out with Continuity, is that we will grant them $125,000, of which $100,000 of it will be specifically memorandized to pay the rent for 5 years. So they have a firm, solid space and they can build it out. And then they're going to be doing their workshops there, classes, all the other not-for-profits there, and become a community resource. They will run the space. They will control the workshops and the teaching sessions and their 36-week training session. What we will be doing is giving them a foundation and a space from which to do that, paying for the rent and basically the equipment that they need. The equipment is coming in not nearly as expensive because technology has moved so that things are lots cheaper than they were. I mean, it used to would have taken over $100,000 to provide the equipment. Now the equipment quote is coming in about $20,000. So that's where we stand. I'm still talking to the Del Mar Divine and doing a little negotiation on the rent, but they really aren't very movable. They are at pretty much full capacity. They have one 4,500 square foot space and one 2,500 square foot space. The space for the media center would be ready and done June 1st is when the rent would start. So it would be 5 years from June 1st. And Maxine Clark loves the idea of it being there. I have not had a chance to get back together with our friends at the Regional Arts Commission, but I know they like the idea. And Jorge, who is the executive director down at Del Mar Divine, is putting me in touch with Julie, who's running the Washington U Center there for incubator for new businesses. But Maxine and Jorge feel that having a media center there for their all the businesses there, but particularly for the hiring center and for this incubator, will become a great asset. And that puts in some built-in clients for the media center, because they would charge for their usage. So I guess the reason why I pulled the meeting together is that the LOI has been signed. There is a penalty if it doesn't go through. It's very minor, it's $500. But I would like to go ahead and put forth a motion. If anybody has any questions, but I'd like to put forth a motion that we set aside the funds of $125,000 to grant continuity for the specific purpose of having a St. Louis Media Center studio at the Del Mar Divine.
I would second the motion. I think it's marvelous that we're going in that direction.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a vote. Edwin says yes, I say yes, Susan says yes. We have the vote. Lindy, you got that recorded?
Yep.
Okay.
Seconded and approved by acclamation.
By acclamation. And that is the only thing that was on the agenda for tonight. I don't know if everybody's, I had a spill on Friday and bumped my head good on the concrete when I slipped on the ice and bounced my head 6 inches.
Oh dear.
So I spent 3 days in bed. So I have not had a chance to read the play yet. So I'd like to put that off for the next meeting.
Sure.
And we do not have a representative from the school board here. Lisa's not here.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, no, she didn't join.
Okay.
Oh, yes, she did. Oh, my God. I'm sitting doing minutes, and the lady did... She's here.
Okay. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Okay, Debbie, I'm so sorry.
No worries.
I'm doing minutes and...
No, man, don't even worry about it. I was thinking, what did I do wrong? So I'm glad you didn't do anything wrong.
It would say. Okay.
No, not you. You didn't do anything wrong either. This was the time I was supposed to come on, and here I am. You guys probably have about 90 seconds worth of time left. So here we go. I'm Debbie Chase. I'm graduated from U City in 84. I also do fundraising for the U City schools. And it was brought to our attention that there was a possibility of some money for scholarships and that y'all wanted to make, to see if that would work. And I'm here to tell you, yes, it will work. There's many ways to make that work depending on how you want to do it. Do you want to say something, Lydia? It looked like you were about. So we can set up an endowment. We can set up a spend down thing. There's lots of ways to make it work. I'm happy to go through that with you now, or I'm happy to go through that with another time. But we would like nothing more than to accept. I heard it was $50,000. That's a tremendous amount of money. So if that's true, that's great. If it's less than that, that's also fine. But we can develop criteria for it. And we can house it. If you want it as an endowment, I can house it somewhere like the St. Louis Community Foundation where it earns interest. Do you have a question? Or we can set it up as a spend down and house it somewhere else. There's lots of ways to do it. We can talk about that now, or you can designate a representative that I work on with this with you and then come back and tell you what we came up with. Up to you.
Rick, but yes, do you want to put that on and invite Debbie to the next meeting?
Yes, I'd actually like to invite Debbie to give us a recommendation of how we the university school district would like to have it set up.
Okay.
My conversations with some people I know in the investment industry was that getting it invested, $50,000 should generate at least 4% a year.
Yep, that's right.
At least a $2,000 scholarship every year, and it would be perpetual then.
Yeah. So that was, and so the amazing, just as a quick amazing, that would be an amazing idea. We could also set it up so that if you it wanted to be at, so you just you're drawing down the interest, but we could set it up so that if anyone wanted to add to it, an organization or an individual, it could grow, and then maybe the 4% would be, you know, bigger over time. But $2,000, even if we set it up, this is what I wanted to propose to you, and I'll write this up as an option. But kids often are able to get academic scholarships. It's the wraparound stuff that often is the difference between them making it or not. And it can be things like they don't have any money for toiletries. They don't have any money for towels. They show up to the first day of college and their other cohorts have these cute little caddy things that they put their toilets in, and they don't have it. And already they feel like they're behind. So anything you want, if you want to do academics, but these wraparound services are make such a difference, or a computer or something like that, makes such a difference in a child's ability to succeed, particularly if they're first generation college. And so I just wanted so much the spirit. I mean, I grew up in your city, you know, of who your city is. I thought I would just propose that to y'all, but I can give you a few options.
I think we're all very open to what the school board wants. Mm-hmm. And where you're the experts on what the need is. So I would definitely, I like the idea of something that's invested that has interest, so it keeps going on, even if it's spent down a little bit every year. But like last year, it would have made 10%, which would have been $5,000. So that could be something that would look at year to year. The main thing that I think the school board needs to tell, because you know that Caleb's purpose is video and video education. So setting up the criteria for the sponsorship is, I'd like to see what UCC, because I don't think any of us want to set the criteria for who gets a scholarship. I think that needs to be coming from the school board and from
So do you, is it okay if it's outside of the arts, or would you like it to remain in the arts?
I
think it has to remain.
In the arts, yeah.
Okay.
Remain. You know, something like, and this is just me talking, but like you were saying, the kids show up, maybe they don't have a video.
A video recorder.
Or something of that.
Does it have to be, sounds so judgmental. If someone was in, for instance, my daughter is in school for painting, is the visual arts okay, or do you want it to be?
Video.
You want it to be video, okay.
It has to be video, but video is now a very widespread thing. It's something that every student pretty much needs to know about. Every person now needs to know about, as we all sit here on video cameras. Talking and going like, well, you know, your background is not really as good as it could be. You know?
I'm sorry. No, my background is terrible.
No, I'm not talking about yours.
Exactly, my kitchen.
Particular.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in particular. I mean, we have the variety of backgrounds, and it's like people need to know that. So I think that whoever, there should be an interest in video and in learning video. And if a student is going down that path, if they change their major, they change their major, you know, but right. I mean, we all have kind of gone different paths in our lives from what we actually studied, I think.
All right. No, that's great. That's great guidance. So I will just write up some parameters as a, you know, just to get us continuing to talk. And I'll if you want to invite me to the next meeting, I can write up something ahead of time that we send out and then we discuss as part of. And is it $50,000? Is that right?
That is the number we're looking at right now. I'm waiting for a treasurer's report.
And do you have a sense of when you would want to start this? Is it this fiscal year, this calendar year?
when is your fiscal year happen?
July 1. But it doesn't matter as much for that as it does for, you know, when kids apply for scholarships, but either way.
Give us some direction on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the city starts July 1 also.
Yeah. Okay. So if we do, I mean, you know, if we could get it in by this fiscal year.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, what people sometimes do is in this case, they would give $52,000 so that the $2,000 could come off the first year for a scholarship while you're waiting for it to accrue interest. But again, that's up to you.
We'll have to look and see what the treasurer's report says.
Yep.
We're spending down, and we've got a number of grants that we're looking at and partnerships. So I want to see that we can get there. I at least want to put the 50,000 in.
Yeah, great. Great. And I might be able to raise the other two. I don't know. I like to start one and have it available right away because it creates so much energy.
Debbie, whatever you write up, email it to me and I'll make sure to put it in the packet for the next meeting.
When would you like it? But when's the next meeting and when would you like it by?
When Rick tells me.
Well, I think because we've settled some business tonight already, the next meeting, when are you comfortable with having this by? Because we could meet in a couple of weeks. Normally the commission only meets once a quarter, and we want to step that up to be able to take care of these things and get them moving. So
if we could meet sometime in April, that would be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, and you can pick the date, but sometime
I'll toss out some dates because you guys are my third commission, so I know I can't do the second Thursday. I want to say Lisa can't do the third or the fourth Thursday. I can't do the second two. I mean, it's a lot. So I'll find some dates that work for me and shoot them to everybody and get back to me if they sound good.
Great. And then the only thing is, Linda, just make sure you ask Keith to get us a treasurer's report so we know exactly what we've got. And other than that, I don't have any other comments. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about anything? Susan, Joan?
No.
If Ned doesn't, he would have told me.
Yeah, just to congratulate you on the work you're doing, Rick.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. Okay, I do a motion to end this meeting.
I second it. Second?
Okay.
Suzanne, you second it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then a big shout out to Linda's glasses, hair, and sweater combination. Looking
yes. So good.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.